This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in on a monstrous, a toxic Tuesday is the best way to describe that. The relationship between the basketball team and its fans breaching into uncharted territory, really, when it comes to sports toxicity here in DFW. Welcome into the show, though. Look forward to making the most of it, chatting about that. And the other day's sports news with you here over the next 5 hours. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. I could use one right now, fully leaded. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But NA, as always, there's...
Have you been to the refrigerator in there?
No, sir.
Yeah, you go ahead, open up that refrigerator, brother.
Right on.
I brought it all back for you.
All types of Stella's dog. Oh, my God.
Crack them.
Yeah.
This is a great day for it, man. Toxic Tuesday. Let's get at it.
It is. There's Broadus over there in his Longhorns burnt orange hoodie. He's quite the Longhorn dad.
I'm the Longhorn dad today.
Proud of you. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Of course, you have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 7-5 Fitzhugh, fixing to go 5. Wolchuk is in the house. Eric Chiafalo is taking some family time, so send him some love on social. Let him know he's missed. And Carter Freeman's coordinating our video. Okay, so, yeah, man. I mean, we have pitchers and catchers reporting tomorrow, so we're excited about that. Rangers Hot Stove with Sands is coming up Thursday night at 7 o'clock right here on your home of the 2023 World Series champion Texas Rangers. Excited about that. Excited about the Dallas Stars and their Stanley Cup hopes. Maybe they're going to finally, you know, punch this thing through, get the job done, Brian.
You forgot to mention that Brest was playing today.
Brest FC, yes.
They got beat by PSG, though.
Champions
Dawson.
League.
Yeah, Brest was in action today, Lucius.
Big fan of them.
Big fan.
Love
big
the
fan.
Shape of them.
Love the shape.
Yes.
They didn't have good shape today, though.
No.
A little saggy on the back end.
Predictable. You know, great run, though.
Yeah.
I believe they got out of the group stage.
They did. Absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
Advance. So, salute to them. Exploiting their talents to the maximum of their ability. But, yeah, you know, this is just depressing right now. What's happening, you know, and I could have dealt with the loss last night, but to also lose Gafford.
Sure.
And now we're looking at what, a knee sprain or a hyperextension. Yeah. Has torn ACL been ruled out?
No.
No, it hasn't been ruled out.
No.
Okay.
No, it hasn't.
Okay, so you add on another injury after being up double digits in the fourth quarter. You know, you just... You can't get a stop, you can't get a rebound, and you can't execute offensively. Even at times with Kyrie in the game, like, it was looking every bit as bad that you would imagine a lottery team looks at times last night. So, you know, when you can't stop Valanciunas and Sabonis from basically playing volleyball with the rim until it goes in, you got the kind of omen that when it did go to overtime, that chances were not good, the Mavs would win. And I was, you know, I was happy that they competed till the end and, you know, gave themselves a chance, but ball doesn't go in. And now, you know, the Mavs have lost again. They're sitting eighth in the West, just a half game better than the ninth and tenth place teams. I tell you what, looking at Sacramento last night, that's a play-in team right now.
Yeah.
That's way better than what you can do here, especially with PJ Washington, Daniel Gafford, Lively.
That scores.
And
and Gafford out.
Yeah.
You're just too banged up.
Yeah.
Like right now, it really is. You're probably not going to make the postseason if things trend in this direction.
That's what it looked like.
I mean, you get up double digits at one point in the fourth quarter. The fact that that thing got close, you've got empty possession after empty possession. I understand. Look, Clay hits a gorgeous inbound three.
Yeah.
But then you got 8 seconds left. You got to play defense. And you're able to get a double team on DeMar DeRozan. He splits the double team, and he is the mid-range king. I mean, that's everything about his game. And now you go ahead and you lose that thing. So, I mean, last night, Clay was pretty darn good. Kyrie was hustling, working his ass off. You had a really good night for Max Christie again.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems like anytime you need a big bucket, Max Christie knows and understands the moment. He also got a couple of blocks in there as well, showcasing the length. Dinwiddie's being asked to do way too much right now. And then when it comes to late into the fourth quarter, he's just absolutely exhausted. So it's tough because you're looking around. It's like this is who we've got to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And right now you just don't have enough horses.
No, they don't have enough ball handling, don't have enough playmaking. I mean, I sometimes prefer giving it to Dinwiddie than having the chicken with your head cut off routine happening. That described their offense for a lot of the third and fourth quarter and overtime. You know, I think it's got to be smacking you in the face right now. As good as Kyrie is, and Kyrie was awesome last night. Just having one is not enough to shelter you from the lack of skill set from the surrounding players here now. Jaden Hardy's too young. He'll probably never grow into that kind of a player that could be the steadying hand of a contender. And, you know, again, Kyrie Irving was scintillating at times. The shot that he made that could have won it in regulation was unbelievably vintage, you know, and elite. But it's not enough. And then so you whittle away your ability to play defense and rebound, and it's over. I think their best case scenario now would be to embrace the tank right now. Like, unless Anthony Davis and Gafford are going to be back after the All-Star break, there's no point in trying to fight this thing. Just embrace it and make the most of it and give yourself the best chance to have a top 10 pick that you can.
Well, the latest I saw, Windy, earlier on ESPN, said that he's hearing that Anthony Davis is going to avoid surgery, but he's going to be out an extended period of time. So I guess that's good. No surgery, but what are we talking? What's an extended period? Is that a month? Is that 6 weeks?
Four maybe to two, six.
I mean,
three at the least.
It is, and then the Gafford thing, that with Lively also out, that was a guy you just could not afford to lose.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, I guess Washington will help a bit. Do we know more about the ankle?
I haven't heard any sprained
ankle situation. Sprained ankle can be a week.
It
can be,
I got tired of asking about injuries over there. Those guys they've had enough of me, I think.
Do you guys, I mean, I know you guys don't go along with the conspiracy much that they sent Luka to the Lakers to save the TV ratings, but how about a curse of Luka narrative? I mean, the irony is so poetic right now that you traded him because he's hurt, and now all your guys are getting hurt. I mean, three of your best players the last two games, just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
A season done.
They've been getting hurt before Luka, right, though?
Not at this rate.
Well, the significant injuries. I mean, if you talk about guys that have missed quite a bit of time, even while Luka was out and stuff.
Kyrie had the back. Lively was already hurt.
Doss, I'm not trying to disagree with you. It seems like a season that has just not gone. As last year went so well with you making it to the conference finals,
yeah,
it just seems like that everything that was working for you last year not really.
I don't think a curse is ever real. You know,
I think it adds to
the narrative. Yeah, historically, you look at it as, you know, the curse of Bambino or whatever.
This is just a bad, they're having a really, really bad run of injuries. And it's, you know, that's something that, they're like you said, it's likely they're not going to be able to overcome this. It's just too much, you know. It's
okay.
Too much to ask these guys to play at the levels they're going to need to play.
I mean, the way that it spilled over last night really makes me know. I mean, Nico underestimated what the reaction was going to be. There's no way you would have done this if you knew all this was going to play out. Then you had the injuries on top of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if, you know, Nico can make it for another season. You know, this is one of the most disliked sports executives.
Mm-hmm.
You don't now you don't have the...
Jerry's right up there.
You know, Saturday afternoon, halftime of the game, I thought, wow, the Mavs are going to play so well in such an exciting brand of basketball with defense in transition that Nico's going to come out of this smelling like a rose here. Give it a week with the new cycle. Mavs will be the hottest team in basketball at the All-Star break, and everybody's going to be talking about how he actually pulled it off, and we'll see in the long term, but we're excited about the now. I thought that's where the narrative was going, but now with all of these injuries and what happened last night between the fans and the organization, I think you're going to have to end up firing Nico to create a fresh start.
I wonder whose call it was to have people removed. I wonder if that was ownership. I can't believe the general manager would do that. This has to be ownership, right?
Yeah, it seems like they're pretty much in lockstep with this. I would lean it's probably ownership. I just couldn't, but like, it's just
the general manager would not have a say.
Yeah.
We need to remove a fan.
Yeah. I think that if you're Nico, you have to understand that you've made a major move and you've seen the outcry throughout.
Yeah.
I just think that if I made that move, I would sit there and just whatever comes to me, I'll take it, you know, that way. I mean, if you want to, I think that the quickest way to maybe move on from all the criticism is to let the people vent. If they want to chant, fire me and this, that, and the other, you know, if ownership wants to make a move and get rid of me, fine. But I'm going to sit there and just kind of let people have their say. Let them, you know, if they want to boo, they want to, you know, whatever.
But instead they're doubling down and saying,
that's what I'm saying.
Don't understand how great this trade was.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. The only other thing you could do beyond firing Nico or selling the team would be to give your full explanation of what else you know about the player that made you want to trade him. Because he's 10 pounds overweight. Mm-hmm. That's a bunch of BS,
you can't
dude.
Throw him under the bus.
You're going to have to throw Luka under the bus. You're going to have to. Otherwise, fire Nico or sell the team. Those are your three options the way I see it. Am I wrong?
No, just come out and say, hey, he was playing 2 weeks after the season. He was hurt already. Then he goes and plays for Slovenia. We can't tell him no. He doesn't listen to anybody. He's a guy that he goes away, comes back 20 pounds overweight. Then he's got to get himself back into shape. We got to send him away from the team because he's constantly overweight. So we got a fake enriched injury that doesn't exist. And now he's got to go and get back in shape. Like, just be honest.
I think you just were.
Yeah. Like, just tell us everything. Yeah. Go. This is the path that it took for us to say, you know what, Luka, we love you, but it's not good enough. We don't think you're ever going to change, so we need to make a move. It will never make the return okay. The return will never be enough. But maybe that was also part of the stuff where Nico was so personal and angry and fed up with Luka that he's like, dude, you're not worth as much as you think you are. So on principle, even though the Maverick fans, we don't care about your principle, I'm going to take less to try and send a message to Luka. I still think that's stupid. Your job is to try and get the most for your asset. He failed at that. And now it just looks way worse than Anthony Davis is hurt. But the way they acted yesterday, removing fans for mouthing fire Nico, get a backbone.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff that I've said and the stuff that we say about Jerry and the Cowboys, I'll give them a ton of credit. They take it.
Yeah.
The Mavericks, are you that soft and sensitive? You can't understand that your fan base is hurting right now unless they are going ahead and physically harming somebody. That type of stuff, that will cross a line. But just to wear a shirt or to say fire Nico or bring a sign and express your frustration, that is fair game. How many times have we had sporting events where fans are wearing paper bags over their faces?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, guys. If you tell somebody, don't push a button, what's that person going to want to do?
Push the button.
So you want to say, hey, don't do this. Guess what Maverick fans are going to do?
Yeah.
They're going to go that much harder. You got to just let them be hurt right now.
Yeah.
Because we are.
I agree. I tell you, the biggest problem with this whole thing is, to me, not the trade. It's the fact that the Mavericks censored their fan base.
Yeah.
That's the bigger problem to me.
Yeah. We need some damn freedom of speech over there at the AAC.
It's ridiculous.
You ask me. Mark Cuban told two to shut the bleep up and sit the bleep down because they were chanting fire Nico. And, you know, Jason Kidd didn't even talk to the media afterwards.
Yeah.
So I think it's affecting the franchise in a very negative way. And they have to change, you know. You know, just letting the fans have their say would be a good start.
I totally agree on that.
Yeah. And then you could see where you are from there.
There you go. Yeah.
And then maybe you know, you pick up the phone and you call, I don't know if it's Mark Stein or Tim McMahon or whatever reporter, and you increase the information flow 30 or 40%. I don't want to get into rumor mongering. I don't know what is substantiated and just flat out made up.
I think Zach hit the nail on the head with everything he just said a couple minutes ago.
Crazy, man. It's just weird that we're here right now.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, it's like, damn, Nico, you are a stud. We love you. The Mavericks are in a great place. You were just in the NBA Finals. If healthy, I still believe this team has a chance to win a championship. And now, I don't know where this team is going. I don't know. And if Nico is making these moves, I can understand if you want to try and create a culture. We're trying to set a standard. We can't allow the leader of our franchise to act this way and expect everyone else to fall in line. But then you hear the reports, oh, he might leave in a couple of years. What foundation are you trying to set here? The Maverick stuff is just so bizarre. I can't really relate this to anything else I've ever seen in sports. Like how drastically this thing has swung in the other direction.
Well, Luka debuted for the Lakers. He played an okay game. He did not shoot the ball very well at all. But Dirk was there, and he hit a Dirk Nowitzki a fadeaway there in the Lakers purple and gold.
We did hit the under then, right? We were right about the under.
Yeah. The less did hit on the points.
There you go.
Luka saying for him to show up, fly all the way from Dallas, it was amazing. So the franchise in what? Not in flames, but in chaos, in tragedy, in crisis. That is the right word.
Crisis.
The Mavs franchise in crisis, needing the big German. But he flew to L.A. to support his guy, Luka Doncic. And you have to wonder, you know, is that a sign? Is Jason Kidd not talking to the media a sign that he didn't support the trade or he's ticked off? Maybe it's just that he's overwhelmed and needed a night off from answering questions relentlessly about this. But I think that's a sign of the stress he's getting to.
Yeah, I asked somebody about last night, and I just kind of got the – I was thinking coaching meeting, conversations with ownership. What was going on, and they're like, no, but you know, my guy said no when he came in this morning, he was fine. So maybe he just wanted to take a night not to have to talk about anything. That was a disappointing way to lose that game, and very frustrating, I'm sure. With all the injuries, it's probably a little bit too much to have to, you might say something you regret.
Unbelievable.
At that point. But this morning when he came to work, it sounded like everything was cool with Jason Kidd.
Okay, G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. True or fart next, Wolchuk?
Let's do it. Super Bowl Fallout Edition. Let's do some NFL True or Fart.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thanks to the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag, the day is coming up in 8 minutes here. We have some Cowboys free agency shopping list coming up for you at 2:40. Right now, it's time for some NFL True or Fart post-Super Bowl edition. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels and get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Here's the Woolly Bully, Zach.
Thank you very much. Let's do it. Some takeaways from the Super Bowl in an edition of True or Fart. Take it away, Robert Flores.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or Fart, false. Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
All right, I'll ask you guys a question. You tell me, do you agree? True, do you disagree? 4-877-881-1053. Play along with us at home. Gavin, Dawson, true or fart? We will never see a three-peat in the National Football League.
That's true. You've seen it once again, how difficult it is to keep going, to stay hungry, to keep a team together that's good enough. So, I don't think it's any coincidence. It's bizarre that we've had two franchises back-to-back as good as the Patriots and Chiefs have been. But if they can't do it, surely nobody else is, and as long as the salary cap stays the way it is.
Yeah, I totally agree with Dawson. I think that you're looking at how these teams turn over, you know, and it's tough. You have to have great play from your star players. Sometimes they get hurt. Sometimes they don't play well. Sometimes they play great to get you in the Super Bowl. But I don't think you'll ever see a three-peat.
I agree. I think that's a true. No team had even made it back to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs doing that was a first. I don't think anyone else is going to be able to do it. All right, Brian, back to you.
Yeah.
The Eagles are about to start a dynasty of their own.
I'll say that's fart. And I think that to me that the one thing that they will do, though, if they're not in it for a couple of years, that they'll find a way to get back. So I think there'll be some... I think this division will be really competitive next year with the Commanders and the Eagles. Not so sure about the Cowboys. So, yeah, I think that's fart. But they'll always find a way to
be back in the mix.
If they're down for 2 years, they'll find a way to get back in the third.
Yeah, you know, it'll be just short of a dynasty. A proper bird turd dynasty would probably require a Hall of Fame quarterback, which they don't have. But they have a Hall of Fame GM. He put three teams in the Super Bowl in the last 7 years. And I won't bet against him. I think it'll go down exactly how Brian's saying. They won't be able to get it done every year or two out of three or anything, but they're going to keep popping up for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, you do have to appreciate Howie Roseman. 2017, yeah. They win it. They essentially just retool, rebuild the entire sure. roster, and boom, here they are again, winning another one.
Yeah, he will always kind of figure out ways to, you know, like I said, he's, and I had a tweet this morning, he's desperate to, he wakes up every day desperate to make his roster better.
Yep.
And so as long as he has that kind of hunger and passion for it, they'll be tough to beat.
I'm going to say forward on that as well. I really just don't want it to happen. But you look at the NFC, it is kind of scary right now.
It is already dynasty light.
Yeah.
I mean, they just don't have the full scope of it.
Okay, Gavin, Patrick Mahomes will not win another Super Bowl.
Oh, that's football flatulence right there. You know, that we can't overreact, be prisoner of the moment. They had a horrible game. Their offensive line had to get shuffled late. Maybe the Eagles were uniquely equipped to take advantage of them when you look at their strength in the secondary and the defensive line. But it's very difficult to build a team that good. You know, the Eagles had to have an incredible draft to sort of push them over the top, a draft that you can't predict. How many rookies do they have showing up massive?
Yeah.
You know, and that's just not realistic to sustain itself.
Yeah, I don't think they're getting back.
Oh, wow.
I don't. I just don't. And I think that to me that, you know, we'll see with the coach, his situation. We'll see with Mahomes. I mean, this year was, they won a lot of one-score games and stuff like that. We'll see.
Dude's been to 7 AFC title games in a row, Brian.
Absolutely. I totally understand it. I do think that the AFC's catching up with him. I think the AFC's catching up with teams like with Cincinnati, Buffalo. And I know those are teams that Kansas City finds ways to beat. But I think you're starting to see that wear and tear on Kansas City. And so I'm going to say they're not getting back.
I mean, it will be. If you don't have Chris Jones, who's getting older, yeah. If Andy Reid decided to retire, if Kelsey retires, you start losing a lot of key cogs in this run. I think Favre, I think it's likely that I think Mahomes is too good not to win one more over the course of his career.
Sure.
But hey, the Patriots went 10 years in between dynasties. They won 3 of 4, and they didn't win again until 2014. They went from 04 to 14, losing 2 Super Bowls in between. Maybe you see a gap between Mahomes' next ones. I don't know, but I think he's too good not to win another one, but I do wonder, like, how easy is it going to get back?
So ordinary the other day.
He sure did.
You know? That's got to be.
They got to find a way to retool that line.
Yeah, you got to be concerned about that.
They really do. Okay, how about this one? Brian brought us. Nick Sirianni is the best coach in the NFC.
Best coach in the NFC. I'll say that's fart.
It's a fart?
Yeah. I think I'll tell you what, though, I say fart, and then you look at the record, and you look at the way the things that they've been able to do, and a lot of it has the general manager, but you got to give that coach some credit. But there's others I would rather have. You know, me personally.
Like a Man Campbell?
Yeah, I love Dan Campbell.
Like Sean McVay, I would still say, like, I think this is fart. I think McVay is still the best coach in the conference.
That's keep what I'm going.
Saying. The guy's...
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Probably Seattle.
Mike McDonald.
McDonald, yeah.
I just...
LaFleur.
O'Connell. I want to hate that guy in Philadelphia, sports hate in Philadelphia, but you can't.
Yeah, he just keeps winning. And a lot of the guys we named, like, he's beaten in the playoffs now.
Sure.
So I agree with you, Gavin. Like, I'm like, nah, that's a laughable question. But
yeah,
maybe we are a little too hard on Sirianni just because we don't like him.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's a different thing.
No, we don't like Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That means we don't like him because he's out there being Philadelphia.
And he's an obnoxious twerp, right? So we assign that's not a good coaching trait to have
he's
with your personality,
right,
but like, it's working for him.
Yeah, like he's going to fight fans that are just MFing him.
Him and Howie have done a great job together. They really have.
They have. Okay, last one. Travis Kelce played his final game on Sunday.
I'll say that's true. I think it's obvious. That was a major disappointment. You can just tell it is the energy around him. He is no longer the young, wild Travis Kelce. He's old. He's boring. He's pathetic. He's been domesticated by Taylor Swift, and he's not a football dog anymore. It's time to go, Wolchuk.
I'm going to say that's fart because I think he's going to – I don't think he wants it to end like that.
Ooh, I see. I could see that, too. I think true. He just needs to retire.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't surprise me.
He's too proud. It could end even worse.
Well, right about that. But last year should have been the year. But I kind of have a feeling he wants to give it one more go at this.
Thank you, Wolchuk. Time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
My man was dressed like an extra on Boogie Nights, too.
Yeah.
And he didn't bring a change of clothes. He thought he was going to win. So he had to walk out there with that goofy-ass T-shirt on and his pants. Said, I can't wear the top.
Somebody sent me a meme. It said, Travis Kelce looked like all the guys in the cast of Hangover combined into one.
Yeah.
Now I can't unsee it.
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that. Yeah. And what's wrong with being domesticated by an old girl?
Nothing, nothing. But it's not. You're not going to be the best version of your football self.
You
like
won't
that.
Be. That's yeah. right.
It's not as fun.
Yeah. Did you see her thighs at the Grammys? I say that respectfully.
Ooh, no. Nice.
Her last should have said legs. But she had them out, bro. She had like the super short joints on.
Man, she's so tall and gangly.
I'm sick of people saying I'm not thick enough.
Yeah. Well, she should. Man, come on, man. All right. Our winner right here in champ so far. Comes from Way FM Radio. That is a Christian station in Nashville. We had a Cowboys fan. We're trying to figure out which station he was trying to call. He says fan. Maybe it's this fan. Maybe there's a fan-ish kind of vibe around there in Nashville. Yeah. I don't know. But he had the wrong number, and it was funny.
Yeah, I'm on the radio?
No, I'm just I'm recording you, but it's not live on the radio.
Okay. I just want to make a comment about all of this stuff y'all promoting about Ashton Jennings, I don't want to hear that no more.
Sure. Hey, I really appreciate your passion. I think you have the wrong number.
No, hold on, sweetheart. You sound like Will McClain.
Baby,
Will McClain. This is not passion.
Will McClain.
This is testosterone.
I don't think you called the right phone number, was what I was trying to say.
Okay, all right. So whatever phone, they'll call in the fan, I can talk to, or whatever. See, that's the problem. It's too much passion in Dallas.
No.
Y'all need testosterone on that field.
Yeah.
This is you called a Christian music radio station in Nashville, Tennessee. I think you have the wrong number.
Christian Nashville. Oh, my God. Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
The dismount is so epic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Amen, brother. Oh. Amen to you. All right.
I just don't know how you get that wrong. Like, I'm trying to put that together. My want to be saved as Christian station, then we'd be saved as fan.
Sweetheart.
Yeah,
sweetheart.
That was excellent.
Listen, sweetheart.
Let me mansplain this to you.
Listen, poor sweet unsportsmanlike lady.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Sweetheart, baby girl.
Baby girl.
Oh, girl, baby girl. Okay. Now, let's see. Bria Bella from the Bella Twins. Remember she confessed to Coach Prime that he was her first crush? She had a big poster of him on the wall and everything. Yeah. Dion, he handled that well. He was kind of gushy a little bit, but he handled that well. Not this time, though.
Uh-oh, no.
Not this time.
No.
Coach Prime out there at Radio Row. Cool, listen to this.
So am I, like, today I wanted to rep the Eagles. So,
okay,
like,
I see.
You know what I mean? I go look at colors and...
What's your favorite color?
Well, lately I've been into dark chocolate. So that's been like my thing,
dark chocolate. Huh? You know, dark chocolate.
It's been the flavor of my season. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I understand.
More to come.
Yes, I thought you were going to say red.
No,
but
I like the dark.
I mean, red
chocolate.
Is like
she
my favorite. But
chocolate.
I mean, everything.
Yeah, she said dark.
I like dark chocolate. Yeah, even in my search, you'll see dark chocolate. That is, I feel like.
Even in my search.
Yeah. Chocolate.
I love it. Oh my gosh,
I love it.
That brother is parched right now. You know what I'm saying? Get that man something to drink.
In the flavor of her season.
You are a man of God, Brian.
He's on a run.
Got weak. Got weak.
Very weak.
Got weak. Oh, dark chocolate, huh? Mm. God darn it. Well, I'll be darned. I happen to have some dark chocolate on me.
Said it about 6 or 7 times. I mean, she was throwing it out there, too, though.
She was throwing it, bro.
You can't even find it in my search.
Yeah. Wow. He was doing it. All you seen was Dion's teeth. He was smiling from ear to ear. That man was happy. All right, let's see what else we got for you boys. Oh.
They all can't be as smooth as Chief, you know, as he was.
Yeah, man. So does it bother your swing sometimes? All those boobies? Jeez.
I was down on all fours barking.
Man. All right, this right here reminds me of Corey Majors. This is why I'm playing. Hold on.
Do you
your head. All right. We got a basketball announcer right here. He kind of overreacts to what would be just a basic jump ball. It's a jump ball, okay? Kid caught the rebound. Another kid put his hands on the ball. You know, they're both kind of tugging back and forth. Elbows are flying a little bit, and he homered it up.
Goes left side. Pull up. Eight-footer short. Rebounded by Smith. Oh, hey, 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 hey. Well, he threw an elbow. He deserves it. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Ridiculous.
Score major, bro.
Regrets.
See you later. Go to your car.
Go to your car.
He deserves it.
He deserves it.
That's Corey Major's bro. Hold on.
Are you embarrassed?
He threw an elbow. He deserves it. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Ridiculous.
Can't even believe it.
Is our guy broadcasting from the floor where this guy can hear him?
I can't believe it.
Can I go straight to the car, thrown out for throwing a... You got to get used to those jump balls, and if you're in youth basketball, too. They happen every 2 minutes, don't they?
They sure do.
Yeah.
I used to hate when they grab the ball. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Oh,
again.
My God.
Again.
In the car.
Play defense, dog.
The guy working the arrow is the hardest working dude in the gym.
That position arrow.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else. So I got one more. We got time for one more?
Yeah.
And then a grandma that slams the door on these guys, knocking on the door early in the morning. They're trying to save a soul.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Mm-hmm.
My name is Oliver. This is my friend Dorian. We're involved in the volunteer work this morning. We've been visiting our neighbors and asking them in a question, having brief conversations. We just want to get your opinion on a question, if I may. If there's one thing you would change in the world to make things better, what would you change?
You coming to my door in the morning. Goodbye.
Damn.
Goodbye.
Man, at least she let him finish their spiel.
She did?
More than I do.
You coming to my door in the morning.
He had some bad situational awareness because I heard it with them.
How are you doing this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bad situation.
That's the sign.
That is a stop sign.
How you doing? Mm-hmm. Oh, girl, baby, girl.
Not an acknowledgement.
Oh, girl, baby, girl.
Is it our Christian radio station in Nashville? Got a call from a fan listener. Coach Prime on Radio Row with the ladies.
Yeah, he was. He was doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. He was howling.
Smoke coming out of his ears and everything. Popping his foot on the ground.
Jump ball overreaction. He threw an elbow. He deserves it.
Get him to the car.
Grandma slammed the door. I kind of want to vote for Grandma. I'm going to go with the jump ball overreaction, though, Lucius. How about you?
Back to the Christian station in Nashville. Cowboys fan had the wrong number.
We're tied at one, Zach.
Oh, Jesus, this is a good list. This is hard. I think I'll go with the champ here.
You have faith in the champ.
Hey.
Brian.
I'm going to go with Dion here.
By a score of 2-1, and still our G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the Christian radio station in Nashville. Okay, we have Cowboys free agent shopping list for you coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It is pretty hilarious talking about primetime sounding like Eric during that Paige Sporanic interview. It is crazy the kind of stuff you say, you know, in that kind of a broadcast environment.
Oh, yeah.
I think I told one of those fighter gals that if it was up to me, I'd have cloned a whole bunch of her.
Yeah, because of the hair thing.
Yeah.
You did. And they got up and ran off pretty quick afterwards.
They did. Yes, I noticed that was a good ender.
I thought maybe I smelled or something. I was like, what? But maybe it was that.
I think it was.
That guy said he wanted to clone me. Did you hear that? We got to get out of here.
He said a whole bunch of times. salute to our G-Bag of the Day champion and all the challengers.
Chief, I could just sit next to Chief after it happened.
Uh-huh.
You could just sense the energy.
Totally deflated.
He got that
for the next 48 hours.
He got that message.
Yeah.
And like his broadcasting day just went south.
Yeah.
Like big time south.
Needs to learn how to be a professional. Come on, man.
That's why I had to take these 2 days off, as a matter of fact. Okay, we got a shopping list here. We go to Blogging the Boys, and Brian Martin put this together. Dallas Cowboys 2025 free agent wish list. I'll give you the player. You guys tell me. We also have a salary projection here from over the cap.
Yeah.
We start with quarterback Justin Fields projected 1 year, $11 million. He did go 4-2 as a starter last year. They say he could be an ideal quarterback too in Dallas. Are you interested?
I'd be interested as a backup. Absolutely. I mean, I think Justin Fields has shown enough to where he could be an ideal backup in the league. He probably still envisions himself as a borderline starter. Maybe he wants to go somewhere where he'll have a better chance to start. But given Dak's unfortunate injury history as of late, he might have the opportunity. I hope it doesn't happen.
I would like Justin Fields. You know, I think running the ball is particularly with this head coach and offensive coordinator combo right now, that might be interesting using Justin Fields. I just think $11 million is too much of the salary cap to give up for a player.
I don't think they'd want to pay. I mean, Cooper Rush, they could probably bring back for what, four a year?
Probably.
Maybe less. I don't know.
Another proven winner in this system. Brian? Justin Fields, you in
or out? I'd be interested in him, but it's going to probably, that $11 million is probably pretty accurate. I mean, I thought he played well enough, you know, but that, you know, and it looked like there for a while, Pittsburgh made the right decision.
Going to Russ.
And then at the end, it was like, you know, the OC was like, man, I wish I was playing with the other dude.
You need so many other positions. I would be like, holy crap, we just gave the majority of our free agent spending money to a backup quarterback on this team.
Oh no, sure, I would be bizarre. It'd be that instead of Trey Lance. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we go to Stephon Diggs, who has, you know, kind of fallen off over the last couple of years due to injuries and stuff. He's projected at a 1 year contract for $16 million. 16, Stephon Diggs. I'm doing that, guys. How about you?
I think that there's going to be the link because of his brother here. So do they want to play together? I'm sure they would in a perfect world. The Cowboys are in desperate need of another wide receiver. We were actually talking with Isaiah Standback when we first got into the draft show earlier today. And Isaiah was debating back and forth with Kyle and No C and Joe about, okay, what's a bigger need, running back or wide receiver too? Because he thinks you lose CeeDee Lamb, you're done. You're cooked. So you would at least have another viable option at a price as a wide receiver, $16 million a year for a dude who could be one of the top wide receivers in football if he's able to get back there. Maybe he's no longer that at this stage of his career, but I'd be very interested.
We're all over it, Brian. Can we get consensus on this?
No, I'm out on this one.
What happened?
I'm out. I just kind of feel like, though, to me, this guy's had his run. He's, you know, he's bounced around.
Past his prime, the injury.
Yeah, it's just things start to kind of not work out for him. And I just feel like that I'm interested in the draft. I'm interested with the 12th pick and potentially picking a wide receiver. I think there are a couple other guys that I could get that I feel are better, that are not going to be the issues that you're probably going to have to deal with.
31 years old. This is a one-year contract for $16 million.
I'm out.
In his prime, he's performing like he's worth double that.
He hadn't played in his prime in a while. So I'm out.
Well, I mean, 2023 caught 107 balls.
Yeah. I just
last year, and I don't know how many games he played, he caught 47 of them.
I just can't. I just look at that. I don't know if him and his brother being on the same team is necessarily going to be a good thing.
I did wonder about that too. I mean, cuz
that's a big fear for me. Because his brother has issues enough, you know, with the coaching changes might have helped him.
It's either going to go one way where it is bad. Or a positive to where maybe they can, together, they're actually like accountability buddies.
I heard he's a girlfriend stealer, too. So
yeah, that's the one guy you don't want to date your daughter.
Yeah. Okay, offensive tackle, Alaric Jackson. He's been with the Rams. 4 years, $37 million is the projection, guaranteed the projection, $58 million total. So around $15 million a year for this dude. They say, hey, you're paying Terrence Steele more than that right now. Post June 1, his ass. Get Steele out of here. Post June 1 designation. You bring in, is it Alaric? Alaric? Rams tackle.
Yeah, I think it's Alaric.
And you send Guyton over to right tackle. It sounds good to me. I'm
open to improving the offensive line by any means necessary. So, hey, if your pro scouts decide this dude's an upgrade, that's not a bad deal.
Yeah, they're talking about him here like it would be an upgrade. Yeah, you're tackling. Getting Guyton over to right tackle, I think, is the right thing to do at this
point. I don't know if it's guaranteed that Guyton would be good at right tackle. Does that make sense?
Well, I think a lot of the same issues, to your point, that he's having on the left side of the penalties, that's going to carry
over. Guy's not a mature player at all. You know, the guy, I mean, he's got to learn how to be a pro. I know the right tackle is not the best, but that guy knows how to be a pro. You know,
he's above and beyond.
I think we automatically just assume that playing Guyton at right tackle is going to solve all his problems.
Well, maybe you want to save the money, leave your tackles as is, and hope it gets better. And I don't know
if that's necessarily true, because I'm talking
that's
about
what they usually do.
My guy, you know, Simmons, the Ohio State tackle, he's got the patella tendon. I'm in trouble there. You know, I don't trust any of these tackles. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to be looking.
How about the offensive guard at Kansas City, Trey Smith, projected 4 years, $82 million contract, 20 and a half per season. Zach Martin's moving on. These young guys are tryhards. You're going to need some power in there. And Trey Smith would be the guy to get the job done if that's where they decided to steer their money. Instead of a player like Osa, I think they'd be doing the right thing. We'll
check. You'd be shoring up that side of the line. That's a Pro Bowl player. Dude who's been an all-pro type of guy. Absolutely. Now, all of a sudden, you don't have to worry about guard at all when it comes to the NFL draft.
Okay, let's jump over here to the defensive side of the ball and some really interesting names from in division. It would be kind of cool to make your team better and make the Eagles worse at the same time. Milton Williams projected 3 years, $63 million, probably going to leave the Eagles. Defensive tackle, $21 million per season. And the defensive end, the star of the Super Bowl there, Josh Sweat, he's projected 3 years, $54 million. So $18 million a year. If you only had like 20 to spend on one of these guys, Brian, are you dropping it in one of these guys' accounts?
Yeah, I would rather one of these guys than maybe Oso Digizua, if that's what you want to ask me. So sure, let's go for it. I mean, you watch that kid. He plays with a lot of power, plays on the other side of the ball. You can use him on twist stunts, the movement, a lot of things to like about him.
Okay,
so, yeah,
Osa, Trey Smith, Milton Williams, or Josh Sweat, which one you pick in Wolchuk?
I'd probably go with, the best player of the bunch, I think, is Trey Smith out of those. But I think from a Cowboys perspective, Milton Williams would be your biggest need there.
Or should they perhaps drop down here to the other Super Bowl contender and one of their big defensive free agents, linebacker Nick Bolton, the player I know Brian loved coming out of the draft?
That'd be ideal. That's the name that, out of all the names you mentioned, I think linebacker is the one you've got to fill in free agency. He is an absolute stud. He's a big-time player. Tackles everything that moves. I love Nick Bolton. You bring him back home. The contract, what are they saying, $15 million a year? I think that's great value.
4 years, $60 million, saying the middle linebacker is one of the most important positions in Matt Eberflus's defensive scheme.
Yeah, you got to go here because you don't – this draft right now as we sit does not have a lot of depth to it when it comes to linebackers. So I kind of had the plan that I was going to go get a linebacker in free agency. If I have an opportunity to get this guy, well, I would sure take it.
You're looking at Paulson Adebo, the cornerback from New Orleans, and Trayvon Morig as well, the safety of the Raiders. About $13, $15 million apiece per year for those players as well. It's going to be mighty interesting to see how much money the Cowboys want to allocate. If they want to contend, they're going to have to go money and draft picks, maybe a trade as well. So how serious are they?
Well, the trade part of it does. That I don't think that does you any good. And I say it doesn't do any good. And Zach and I did the draft show this morning because they were asking, we were talking about the potential of trading for a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Okay, now what are you willing to give up to get the player you're talking about or just to make a trade? Say you're trading for a wide receiver. What kind of pick are you willing to give up?
I don't want to give up anything higher than my third.
Okay, so see, that leaves you with a one, a two, no three, no four,
then three fives.
And then, so you know, you're in a situation right there where it would have to be, if you're giving up a three, it is going to have to be a guy that you think can plug and play and go right off the jump.
I mean, I guess if Cooper Kupp can still play and you could get it for a five or a six.
That's a five. And everybody in the Gang of Seven are like, listen, he's a five and you got to get the Rams to pay part of the contract.
Yeah.
And if you do that, then you're going to do all right.
NFL news today coming up next. We'll check where you're taking us.
Yeah, the Saints have themselves a new head coach. Could this be the season opener for the Cowboys? And Debo is shooting his shot. That's next in the Nation.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.